Hey guys, it's episode 586 of All Time Top 10. Happy Halloween once again from your old pals at ATTT. I think Halloween might be getting as big as Christmas these days. So pull up a mug of something pumpkin spiced. Please, for the love of God, no pumpkin beer. Thank you. And join us for Top 10 Songs That Bite. Songs that have the word bite and its offshoots in the title. And why that particular word? It's because of our special guests. Mr. Halloween himself, Matt Dinan, is back, of course. But we're also joined by Matt's partner in crime, Melanie Larson, who is co-producer of my favorite show on the LA Frankenstein YouTube channel, The Bits and Bites Cartoon Show. Everyone needs to check this show out. Think South Park, but as a variety show run by monsters who love dad jokes. Does that make sense? Hope it does. Anyway, the animation is cute. Great job, Melanie, on that. And the jokes are clever, and the voices come from some of your favorite pals of the pod. We'll be talking about that at the top of this episode. Anyway, we're counting down our favorite bite songs with Matt and Melanie, part one, and picks 10 through 6. Coming up next. Again, thanks to all of you who have been playing along with us over there on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky. It's a lot to keep up with, but we're having fun over there doing music polls and other stuff. Thanks to everyone who is voting for the bonus track of the week and signing off your opinions on our ongoing project, The Mega List, the ATTT 1000, the 1000 greatest songs we've ever heard. We revealed some fun songs this week, three more songs. At number 709, it is The Pretenders with Don't Get Me Wrong. I was asking you guys, what's the best wrong song? Song with wrong in the title. Sorry, it's just a very easy device and it's fun. Good suggestions from you guys. Dr. John, right place, wrong time. Alice in Chains, Got Me Wrong. Buffalo Springfield, Flying on the Ground is Wrong. Radiohead, I Might Be Wrong. Love Spit Love, Am I Wrong? If Loving You is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. Social Distortion, I Was Wrong. Lindsey Buckingham, Wrong. Naz, Not Wrong Long. And BJ Thomas with Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong Song. But we're talking about The Pretenders. We're talking about Don't Get Me Wrong. Our friend Bill says it's a catchy song with a good beat. It deserves to be on this list. And our friend Mike Bish just had one word for us, and that word is tune. I think that means he likes it. Anyway, at number 708, it is Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Every Day I Write the Book. I was asking you guys who had the funniest appearance by a rock star as themselves on The Simpsons. So many good picks, we couldn't get to all of them, but Tito Puente, Barry White, Spinal Tap, Elton John, Sonic Youth, Brian Jonestown Massacre, Green Day, Michael Jackson, Sting, Cypress Hill, Ringo Starr, Mick Jagger, Tom Petty, Lenny Kravitz, The White Stripes, R.E.M., and many more, of course. But we love Every Day I Write the Book from Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Shout out to bass player Bruce Thomas, who really brings it home with that song. It's so good, the bass line. And at number 707, it is The Jam with David Watts. I was asking you guys, what's the all-time greatest Kinks cover? Of course, Van Halen, You Really Got Me, is right up there. But you guys had some other good suggestions in that poll. David Bowie, Where Have All the Good Times Gone? The Pretenders, Stop Your Sobbing? Pearl Jam, Better Things? The Q, Where Have All the Good Times Gone? The Fall with Victoria, Kirsty McCall with Days, The DBs, This Is Where I Belong, Def Leppard, Waterloo Sunset, Herman's Hermits with Dandy, Peggy Lee, I Go to Sleep, Sanjaya, You Really Got Me, and Colin Molloy doing Days. But of course, David Watts is one of our favorite Kinks covers as well, and it's done by The Jam. Shout out to Paul Weller and company. So those three songs are now added to the ATTT 1000 playlist. Those playlists can be found on YouTube and Spotify. Check them out, everyone. They're growing every week. It's really fun stuff. I think it's fun. Anyway, let's get to this episode. Let's talk to Matt and Melanie, and let's get spooky, as we love to do on this show. Top 10 Songs That Bite, Part 1, coming up next. Roll the tape.
There is a creature of the night whose very name strikes terror in the hearts of man. He fears only mirrors, the scent of garlic, and the sight of a crucifix. He feeds upon human blood. Only sunlight or a stake driven through his heart can destroy him or those whose blood he drinks. His name is Dracula.
I love you, and I can give you eternal life.
I knew it, an insurance salesman. I've already got Prudential.
Oh.
It was wild.
How many times did he bite you?
Oh, bad. Just once. I told you it was our first date.
I won't let him get her.
Top 10 Songs That Bite, Part 1.
Something. If you see something, say something.
That's what they say.
Is that what they say?
But I thought, did they see first?
I thought bird was the word.
All right, it looks good.
Yeah, all right.
All right, all right, let's do it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another loony episode of All Time Top 10. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're feeling loony.
Loony.
The crowd is loony. They need to settle down. We're doing a show here, people. Sit down. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to All Time Top 10. I'm your host, Ben Eisen. And with me here today in Dinin' Lou Studios West, Sherman Oaks, California. Back again. Why are we back again? Because in about 10 days, 9 days from today, it will be the month of October. And
I wasn't sure if you were going to be real about the date. Because it's already Halloween.
It's Halloween. No, well, it will be soon enough. It's September 22nd
when
right now.
When is this dropping?
And the pumpkin spice and Halloween stuff is already all in stores.
Yeah, it is.
It's becoming as big as Christmas. Am I right?
Well, I mean, it's always been bigger than Christmas. It just was. Like the Beatles. Well, no, they were bigger than Jesus. Bigger than Jesus, too.
Wow, Halloween's huge.
Is pumpkin spice, though?
No, I'm glad that Halloween is finally getting, like, that. If Christmas can
Matt
start...
Matt Dinan is here, by the way.
Hey, yeah, I forgot. I'm here again. Yeah. As you know. Sorry.
It's Halloween.
What can I say? Sorry, they brought me back again. I don't know. Ben keeps doing it, so I'm here. Sometimes you gotta throw up with me once a year or so.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, traditions are...
But this time we have a purpose.
A purpose anew and a special bonus guest.
Ooh, who's that?
He's in the room here at Dinin' Lou Studios. Someone y'all have never heard before.
Ever.
That's right. The co-creator of the Bits and Bytes cartoon show. Got to make sure people hear that B in there. Cartoon. The co-creator and all-around menchette. Is that a word? Whatever.
I'll accept that.
The amazing Melanie Larson is here. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Happy to be here.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Oh, I'm excited. I've been waiting to be a host on this show for a long time, a guest. So very.
You're not a host.
guest host.
Yeah, not a host. But it's great to see you. It's great to have you as a guest on our show. And I did mention Bits and Bytes Cartoon Show.
And that's what we're all about this week, because this is grand all-time top 10 Halloween tradition. We do have the great Matt Dinan on board.
Yay, and for some blatant cross-promotion.
Yes. Hey, man, is there any other kind? It's all blatant, and we love having you on, so why not promote this awesome thing you guys have been doing for the last year or so? 2 years? Year and a half?
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think if you go back a number two Halloween episodes, you'll probably have me talking about how we're just ready to launch the channel.
Bits and Bytes LA Frankenstein channel.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so when we launched the channel, we started that we had the first episode of Bits and Bytes and the first episode of Hammered with Lord Belmont Shores.
That guy.
And then also that subgenre marathon show that I did, and Ryan Stock's Dad's Macon County Movie Club.
Yep. All kinds of cool stuff over at the LA Frankenstein channel. But my favorite show, no offense to any of the others, my favorite show is the delightful animated series Bits and Bytes cartoon show. And a lot of pals over the pod do voices on the show. Gabe Scalone and Matt.
To explain, the Bits and Bytes cartoon show, since you probably have no idea what we're talking about.
Bits and Bytes cartoon show.
That's a little excerpt of the theme song from The Numbers Girl.
Shannon Hurley.
That's hey. Right.
Sorry, Numbers Girl's best friend. Shannon. I forget to.
So that is a... Anyway, Bits and Bytes is a YouTube show. So go on over to the LA Frankenstein channel and watch it over there.
Yeah,
it's
I'll put the link
up. It's a 5-6-ish year, a few minute long show. It's very quick. It's an animated sketch comedy show starring modern monsters.
That's right.
So it's about the cartoon monsters, but it's not a cartoon. It's a cartoon. It's about monsters, because we're leaning in on the monster puns and the...
Oh yeah, no. It's it's mostly family friendly stuff, and like.
Oh yeah, it's not. It is not aimed
this way.
What?
Groovy Ghoulies.
Yeah.
It's not aimed at kids, but it's not dirty either. I don't know. I call it like TV safe. Like sometimes we talk about some. I don't know. Not talk about some stuff, but like.
There's little jokes here and there, but it's more like dad humor. in a Halloween. Monster sort of way, and
some rough obscure horror movie references. Certain people get certain segments.
Yep. So
sometimes it's a little inside.
But you'll hear a guy named Siasu. Is that how you pronounce
Siasu?
It? Siasu. I always think it wrong. Siasu, voiced by this guy right here, and then some characters like.
I'm Ralph Lupus, the 90s sort of grunge, depressed werewolf.
And?
And what? What do you want to ask me? I've been dug up from the ground for 4 days now, and I need some blood.
And?
I'm stand-up skeleton, and I tell a lot of...
Stand-up skeleton.
Dad-like jokes, I'm not very good. I get booed a lot.
Yay! So, yeah, and many more. Gabe Scalone does a voice. Some other people.
Shannon plays Maya the Invisible Nudist.
Yes. And so far there are...
Ben is Siasu, the skeleton in a skeleton suit.
I'm skeleton in a skeleton suit. This season one is wrapping up. The first 6 episodes hopefully will be out by the time this comes out, or soon after, right?
Probably 5 will be out when this drops.
This is mid-October, so, yeah?
Well, we'll see. At least 4 are out right now.
So yeah, the first 4 episodes are out now.
There's at least 4 episodes out, but more are coming. Whenever you do hear this, more will be out very soon. Yeah.
Yes. Everyone, please check it out, and just peruse the LA Frankenstein YouTube channel as well. Just all kinds of other cool stuff on there. Fun stuff. But anyway, in honor of the Bits and Bytes cartoon show, we're doing top 10 songs that bite. And this could be...
Or bit. Or were bitten.
Right. Songs that have bite or variations of the word in the title. And by the way, the word bit. Ooh. If Ooh. It's in the song title, I appreciate all you fine folks who made listener picks on the social media, songs like Give a Little Bit and stuff
Give
like that.
Give a little bit.
Yeah. We're not counting those.
I did that too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've got to think it, you know.
It's true.
Yeah. We're not counting those because it's not the true spirit of bite. It's not a variation of the word bite. It's a completely separate word. So, but you can have, there's a song that our friend Ryan Stockstad submitted, and the song's called And Then He Bit Me.
Oh.
That kind of bit is good. But, you know, a little bit me, a little bit you, stuff like that. I'm a little bit country, I'm a little bit rock and roll. We're not doing that.
You love. Here I was loading up on the Donnie and Marie. Donnie and or Marie.
And or. Well, too bad. Anyway, let's do our top 10, favorite top 10 songs that bite. And I heard that you guys have a good number 10, so I'll let you have it.
Oh, do we? Well, so much in the vein of our show.
Vein, he says.
We're going to start off number 10 with a voice actor and writer who did a lot of work with the Muppets over the years, with Sesame Street, did a lot of voices in a lot of different shows, including the old series Roger Ramjet.
Roger Ramjet.
Blowing some boomer minds right now.
Well, before my time.
He also was on a show in L.A., a children's show called Shrimpenstein. This one cracked me up.
Is this in the 70s?
67.
So, wow.
He played a mad scientist character host called Dr. Von Stick. Which, like, I'm annoyed I wasn't alive to think of first.
Yeah, Dr. Stick.
Dr. Von Stick.
Dr. Von Stick. This is Frank Oz you're talking about?
No. This is Gene Moss.
Gene Moss. Okay.
Yes, Gene Moss. 2 years after the Monster Mash, decided it was time for, you know, some more monster fun. As some
of
you
who could disagree with that.
Yeah, as some of you know, it's one of those things that's a little lost to time in a way.
Yeah.
A topic we'll be dealing with on Bits and Bytes episode 6. Because people don't make like joke parody songs anymore. Like, I mean, Weird Al, but that's about it.
Right.
Like back in the day, there was actually
kind of
a slew of like Monster Mash ripoffs and stuff. And there was like
novelty hits.
Yeah, there used to. Novelty hits don't exist anymore.
No, novelty songs probably do, but we don't know about them.
I guess they're just a YouTube thing now, or
yeah, I guess so.
TikToker,
or they're like the Lonely Island, you know.
Oh, there we go.
It's my dick in a box. Anyway, what is this?
Anyway, what we've got right here is from Dracula's Greatest Hits from 1964. And this is called
I Want to Bite Your Hand.
I Want to Bite Your Hand?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a whole album here full of monster parody songs. And this is the most vampiric of them all. And the one that has bite in the title.
Necks are so much, you know, better for that. But
this is not. It's going to sound. You're going to be confused, and you're going to think this is the Beatles. This is not the Beatles.
No. Full disclosure.
So, check this out and see what you think, people.
Number 10.
Number 10. I Want to Bite Your Hand.
Oh yeah, I tell you something. Understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your hand. Shoot. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand when I fly in your window. Just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst. I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand that I feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure. I want to bite your hand.
So Dracula's greatest hits.
Yes. You know what? I know you're not a big Spotify person, but I found it on Spotify.
So check out Dracula's some of the other songs on there. Yes.
I'm looking at it. It has some of these song titles here. Ghoul Days. Little Black Bag.
That's the really good one that I like that's extra creepy, where it's this really happy song about how Jack the Ripper's got a little black bag with a big knife in it.
Whoa.
And, yeah. It's really strange.
Jack the Ripper's got a little black bag with a big knife in it.
Holy shit. But it's also got like a surf song about how the creature's like the surf monster and he screams, Cowabunga!
It's a very romantic song too about the love between him and his bag.
Oh, yeah.
So I see there's King Kong Stomp.
King, yeah.
The new Frankenstein and Johnny song, Frankenstein. Drac the Knife. Monster Hootenanny. Surf Monster. Surf Monster. So, yep. So 1964 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Carry Me Back to Transylvania.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty funny. There's even one where I do see the
Monster Goose Rhymes?
That's the one I was going to say, yeah.
What is that about?
Check out the very beginning of that.
Oh, no. And people, well, we'll check it out. Okay. Everyone go to look for this on your favorite streaming service.
It's just, it's monster versions of Mother Goose Rhymes.
Oh, my God.
But it starts out with him, like, tucking his kids into bed and stuff.
That's Gene Moss and Fred Rice, Dracula's Greatest Hits. And thank you for that. I'm glad you dug a little deeper for something silly like that.
Got to go with our silly monster show.
Very yep. on theme.
It's very on brand for you guys. So I appreciate that. Let's go to number 9. Contrary to conspiracies and urban legends, Avril Lavigne is not dead and was not replaced by a double. Is this a steal?
I don't know. I saw this picture one time where she didn't have shoes on.
No, this ridiculous story has its own Wikipedia page. The Avril Lavigne replacement conspiracy theory.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
Tell us.
The theory alleges that the pressures of fame combined with the death of Lavigne's grandfather sent her into a deep depression after the release of her 2002 debut album, Let Go, and that the singer died by suicide shortly after. According to the conspiracy theory, a lookalike named Melissa was originally hired to distract paparazzi, protecting a reclusive Lavigne. It alleges that Lavigne befriended Melissa, that shortly before the singer's supposed death, her body double was taught how to sing and perform like the musician. After Lavigne's death, her record company buried the news and replaced her with Melissa Vandella for a continued profit, and that Melissa recorded all of Lavigne's future work. Much of the evidence cited in support of the conspiracy theory is the purported appearance and disappearance of various moles and other skin blemishes in pictures of Lavigne over time, as well as a promotional photo shoot in which she has the name Melissa written on her hand.
Oh,
wow. Because nobody ever like gets their moles taken off.
They have the same theory about Britney Spears.
Nobody ever gets anything photoshopped.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, like she has a mole somewhere over here on her left shoulder and they point to it in different videos. Yeah, no, they
I thought I needed to get a life.
This is just like that movie Dave.
It's just like that.
Did Kevin Klein take over for Avril Lavigne?
Yeah, well, he took over for Kevin Klein.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, it's not true. She's alive.
Oh, okay. Are you sure, though?
Pretty sure. So anyway, here's a song by Avril Lavigne called simply Bite Me.
Oh.
And it's from her 2022 album, Love Sucks. Yeah, it's her 7th album, co-produced by Blink-182's Travis Barker, who also plays drums on this track.
Okay.
And it's funny, we just did a top 10 90s emo bands with our good friend Ryan Stockstad, which was really fun. And we played bands like Jawbreaker, Jimmy World, the Get Up Kids, and it sounds just like this. like all the emo stuff from the 2000s, like Fall Out Boy and all that. And this, if you go back and listen to the episode, it's all this stuff, but 30 years ago. It sounds just like this. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting listening to this song because I hadn't heard it before. People recommended it. So speaking of, we do want to thank our friends on social media for their suggestions. And we did get some good ones here. Our good friends, Sherry, Scott, Joe, and Bill say, "Bite Me" by Avril Lavigne. And it's number 9.
Number 9, Bite Me.
You should have known better, better to fuck with someone like me. Ayo, forever and ever you're gonna wish I was your wifey. Don't act so innocent, this was no accident. You planned this in the end and now it's over. Say what you wanna say, you lied and I got played. You threw it all away and now it's over. Just face it, you didn't make it. You bit off more than you could chew, can you taste it?
There it is. That's the song title.
There it is. She wants you to bite her.
I got that.
You figured that part out. So to me, we already did our vampire episode for Halloween.
We did.
Yeah, like 3 years ago or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So to me, the songs that bite are about lycanthropy.
Oh.
About werewolves. That's right.
So this Melissa character is a werewolf, you're saying?
No, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth. No, but I do have, for each of my picks, I do have some bite facts.
Oh.
From, it's a really terrible clickbait article I found from I'm so clever.com. 25 fun facts about werewolves to wow you.
Well, let me see. I don't know if I'm going to be into all these.
So I just got a couple for each one. I'll just say it's really not a good article, but it's fitting, so I thought it'd be fun. They say werewolves are a type of shapeshifter, people who turn into wolves under the full moon.
Sure.
In many cultures, people believed that if someone transformed into a wolf and was killed by another human being, then the killer would be punished by having to live out their days in wolf form themselves. This is called the curse of lycanthropy. So there you go.
That's supported in canon, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't even call those fun facts. Those are just basic facts.
Life facts. Life hacks.
That's just like, come on, that's just normal werewolf stuff, you idiot. I'm going to get all like Dwighty on you now. Beats, bears, Battlestar Galactica.
False.
Yeah. False. Werewolves, but, actually.
Yeah. By the way, there used to be a band in the old Appleton, Wisconsin death metal scene that they called themselves Lycanthropy. So.
Okay.
That's what the first time I heard that word was. It was the name of a band. And the singer would go, you know, something like that.
Nice.
Sound like a wolf. Or a bear. Or a bear. Anyway, that is number 9. What's number 8, guys?
Number 8 is coming at you.
coming at me.
Newer to me, but not new necessarily all around. Speaking of the 90s, this was released in 1994 by someone named Kim Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You.
Kim Wilson.
Kim Wilson, a very, in certain circles, well known within the blues arena, actually got an award. Let me make sure I'm saying it right. Got a Blues Music Award for his harmonica playing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know this one.
Have you heard of The Fabulous Thunderbirds?
Yes.
Ain't that tough enough?
So that's Kim Wilson.
Oh, the singer for Fabulous Thunderbirds.
There you go.
Wrap it up.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, let's check it out.
Was that song really about cold cuts?
Wrap them up.
Oh, and this is also guitarist Jimmy Vaughn.
Oh.
Older
guitarist.
Brother of Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
All in the family.
Nice. All right. So it's Kim Wilson.
Kim Wilson, Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You.
Number 8.
Very bluesy.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8. Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You.
Shoes on your feet. Took you off the street, darling. Put the fine shoes on your feet. Yeah, sit you at the table to buy you something to eat. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Touring, he's still doing things, he's out there.
Kim Wilson,
and you can see him also still with the Fantastic Thunderbirds. They're still going around doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also with the Kim Wilson's All-Star Blues Band.
Oh.
He gets around. He does, I think, over 300 concerts or venues throughout the year. Busy guy.
He's been doing it
since the 60s.
Ain't that tough enough? Down,
down, down. He's proving it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. I love hearing stuff I never heard before.
And that's one of the joys of this show, is checking out stuff and figuring out what you know and what is out there and
building your vocabulary.
Exactly.
I know. You'll never run out of stuff that you've never heard.
What episode number is this, Ben? I don't even know now.
585.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just kind of like on a treadmill now. I don't know how to stop. Jake, get me off this crazy thing. Nah, it's fun. It's always fun. So anyway, let's go to number 8. And here's a rare instance of me repeating a song that was used in a previous Halloween episode. Sorry, I got to do it. Yeah, we did do top 10 songs about vampires in 2021 and played this song. I don't like repeating myself too much, but when you have a song from a legendary British heavy metal band and it's called Love Bites, and you're doing top 10 songs that bite, there's really no way.
It's a gimme.
You have to play it.
Some things are worth the replay.
Mm-hmm. And it's not Def Leppard.
Oh, I know.
That was not played in that vampire episode.
No, I don't think it was.
Although I do like that song. We might hear it later. It's possible. No, this is Judas Priest.
Ah.
Love Bites from their 1984 album. 3 years before Def Leppard, by the way. From their 84 album, Defenders of the Faith. What's his name?
Otherwise, the songs sound exactly the same.
Yeah. Completely different song. Rob Halford sings, "In the dead of night, love bites you, invites you to feast in the night, excites you, delights you, it drains you to white."
Whoa.
Love bites. So the song that follows the song on the album is called Eat Me Alive. And Eat Me Alive was listed at number 3 on the Parents Music Resource Center's Filthy 15, a nice list of 15 songs the organization found most objectionable. PMRC co-founder Tipper Gore stated the song was about oral sex at gunpoint.
Oh, wow.
This is from Song Facts. In response to the allegations, Priest recorded the song Parental Guidance on the follow-up album Turbo. In a uniquely British way, Rob's S&M lyrics were intended to be tongue-in-cheek and certainly not corrupting, as Tipper Gore and the PMRC took them to be. They certainly didn't warrant being included on their Filthy 15 list a few months after the album was released. This is from KK Downing, the guitarist. He says, "For us, the song was a bit of fun, but I won't deny that we included it with full knowledge that it would get media attention. Little did we know at the time that its inclusion on the Filthy 15 would be the precursor to a far more disturbing predicament for us."
Oh, boy.
And you know what that was?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. One of their fans committed suicide and they got blamed for like the lyrics.
Blamed to the degree that they had to go to court to defend themselves, that they didn't have like satanic undertones in the music, or like
they weren't saying "get the gun, shoot, shoot."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, backwards.
It was something.
And they were able to provide that.
They won. They were exonerated. But they probably
there are not hidden messages telling you to shoot yourself on this album.
Yes,
it's just hard rock music, you know.
So anyway, this is Love Bites from Judas Priest, coming in at number 7.
Yeah,
we're already at number 7 while we're cruising through this. That's right. Lisa, Mike, Chris, and Bill say Love Bites.
Number 7, Love Bites.
When you feel safe, when you feel
Den of Nights. Love Bites.
So, I don't believe we did that. I can't believe we just got back from that and made that out alive. That was crazy. Just so everybody knows, during that song there, I had to restrain Melanie. She almost walked lemming-like off the roof. There were obviously
she was like in a trance or something.
Love Bites. Love Bites.
That's right. Here's a couple more bite facts for you from imsoclever.com. Facts about werewolves. 25 fun werewolf facts to wow you. Are you wowed yet?
I'm not wowed yet.
No. Werewolves can't transform at will. There must be certain conditions present in order for them to change. That's one of the facts. There are two types of werewolves. The first type is cursed, and the second type has inherited the trait from their parents.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Talk about, it's
not like Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, true.
Is that a Teen Wolf thing? His parents were werewolves?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Oh, it's a fun one, actually.
Michael J. Fox.
It's like a whole puberty scene with
Justin
his dad.
Baden, or what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman in Teen Wolf 2. Not number 2, but also 2.
I think I blocked that fully out.
You know, it's almost like a Donnery thing. It's like identical cousins.
Yeah.
He's like suddenly...
What does that mean? Identical cousins.
Did I say Donna Reedham and Patty Duke? But no, instead of, they couldn't get Michael J. Fox back, so they got Jason Bateman to be his like cousin, who also is a werewolf.
it's
in the family.
Inherited the trait from their parents. So.
The problem is in the sequel there, he's boxing.
What?
That's what I mean. Like, it's one thing if you turn into a werewolf and then you have a better jump shot. But it's another thing if you turn into a werewolf and then you can, like, punch someone's head off. But it never becomes a thing in this goddamn movie.
Does he actually do that? Does he kill people?
No, but I'm saying he should. He's got werewolf strength.
That'd be cool. It'd be so funny if they did that.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing at all.
It should be, like, a were-kangaroo transformation.
Were-kangaroo.
See,
now you're onto something. This show has a lot of listeners in Australia, by the way. So shout out to those in the upside down part of the world enjoying their, is it still summer there? I don't know, whatever. Anyway.
Okay, well, get on that idea. It's still winter there. Golden.
Oh, yes. Howling Three of the Marsupials already beat you to
oh, no.
The idea of like kangaroo werewolf, were kangaroos. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
We need were rats.
Anyway.
Were rats. Were rats.
That's a thing in Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, fine. All right, what's number 6?
There's also werebears and, you know.
I can't have an original
werebear.
Song.
Werebear.
Werebear.
Yeah, they're werebears, yeah.
Like a Care Bear.
Except they don't care.
They don't care. They're were.
They tear.
Next, number 6. My God.
That was the best tagline, though.
There's a lot of money to be made there somewhere for somebody.
So my number 6, I'm going to go back to the 90s.
Not the
98.
I love the 90s.
To a song from some, you may remember as a one-hit wonder, who had just the one song in the album previous to this that was a big top 20 hit. Called Barely Breathing.
Oh, yeah.
If
Duncan Sheik.
Everybody remembers, I am barely breathing.
That's a classic.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good song. Yeah. And the whole album is solid. But
he was definitely a one-hit wonder, although he kept putting out stuff that critics loved, but like, no one was paying attention to.
He's put out a number of albums now.
And he's done like Broadway stuff, too.
This is from the 1998 album. But after that, in like the year 2000, he sort of got into Broadway, despite not being a big fan of Broadway. He sort of reluctantly got into it and got convinced to do something.
Yeah.
And so he wrote Spring Awakening, it's called.
Yeah.
It's not one that I'm familiar with myself.
Yeah, it was a big success.
But it was a big success, yes. Yeah. He won a couple of Tonys for it and became like Mr. Broadway there to the degree that I didn't realize this, but he's the guy who he also did the American Psycho Broadway musical.
Oh,
which I had heard
that.
Of, you know, they did American Psycho on Broadway and we did the music and lyrics for it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he's
got a whole second career. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah. But he's also still putting out. And then he's got like, I watched an interview with him from last year. He's got like a third career as like Mr. Croc Dad, you know?
What's that?
Like I saw this interview where he's
all stringy and wearing Crocs and shit. And, you know, he's, you know, you think of Duncan Cheek, you think he looks like Dylan McDermott, right?
Right.
You know, not anymore. He's like Mr. Dad now.
Okay. You know,
he's, yeah, it's, it was interesting.
It's act number three.
Yeah. But he's still doing stuff. He just put out an album last year about his love of Buddhism. Because he's been a Buddhist for like 40 years or something. And so he's just now getting around to like putting it into
multifaceted.
Music.
I love that.
Yeah. Duncan Cheek, folks.
Renaissance.
You thought all he had was barely breathing, but no.
But what's this song called?
This is called Bite Your Tongue. Ooh. It's a bit of a like, I guess nowadays, okay, I'm gonna speak just to the youth now, just to the kids in the audience. This is like a check your privilege song.
Ah, there you go. Does that translate?
Called Bite Your Tongue from 1998's Humming.
Nice. Number six.
Number six. Bite Your Tongue.
Some picture of compassion. And anyway, it sounds like I'm lying. Yes, I've heard the world has conspired to steal away your God-given right to a happy home and comfortable children. Next, you'll sue them for abandoning you. Boring ideas of pop psychological Western gurus. You haven't gotten lucky in years, and so you see, I have no intention of giving you the easy way out. And yes, I'll smile as I burn the self-help section of my local bookstore.
Yeah, that was a single.
Oh, was it? Okay.
That was the only... Oh, no, that Says It All is the other single from the album Humming from 1998. Neither of them charted.
Wow, That Says It All is a good song, too.
Yeah, I believe it. That was catchy stuff, man. It's as good as Barely Breathing. What happened?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, he landed on his feet. He did all right.
Yeah. Totally.
Good stuff.
Go, that's Duncan Cheek.
Duncan Cheek, everybody. Great pick. So that is number six, which means we're at the halfway point, which means that's the end of Top 10 Songs That Bite Part 1. We are going to be back next week.
For the sequel?
For this. Matt and his sequels. We'll be back next week with Part 2 and picks 5 through 1. Before we do that, though, we do have one more song to play for you guys. It's the bonus track of the week for Part 1. This is the song that you guys requested over there on social media, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Threads. So check it out. The bonus track of the week from Part 1. Say goodbye to everybody. We'll see you next week. Say bye.
See you next
week. Bye. Thank you.
Yeah. Check it out next week. In the meantime, check this out. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And until next week, peace out.
As chosen by our listeners on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, here's the bonus track of the week.
Hey everybody, it's time for the listener pick bonus track of the week, selected by our friends on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky now. Loving that Blue Sky, everybody. Anyhow, this is Top 10 Songs That Bite, and this is Top 10 Songs That Bite Part 1. This is the bonus track for Part 1. These are the songs you guys were voting on over there on social media. We had Todd Rundgren with Devil's Bite. We had Hailstorm, Love Bites, and So Do I. We had the Misfits with We Bite, but the winner this week, it is Bauhaus. It is a song called Bite My Hip. And yeah, fans of this band will be no doubt cheering that we get to hear some Bauhaus during a Halloween episode. It is only appropriate. So check it out. This is Bite My Hip from Bauhaus. And thanks so much to our good friends Bill and Jessica for requesting this one, and everybody that made picks and votes. We'll be back next week with part two and picks 5 through 1. Shout out to Matt and Melanie. You guys are killing it, and they will continue to next week. Check it out when that comes out. But right now, it's the bonus track of the week for part one, Bauhaus with Bite My Hip. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and until next week, peace out.
Listener pick.
Get up and bite my hip.